Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Floyd Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records reveal that addition to rappers that are coming up, getting put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow it with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering and graphics, just download the song. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Study your content and view the digs. Do everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real. We're
unstoppable, we brought our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's a light dog. Hip hop ain't dead, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Vanilla song, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drum, let's get it on.
Yeah, we're back here, episode 650, Murder Master Music Show. You know what I'm saying? You just heard Here Come the Lords, classic track. You know what I'm saying? Now we got Do It All himself on the line. Let's chop it up with him right now, man. Do It All, how you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I feel good, man. I'm all right, man. How you guys doing?
Right, we're doing real good, man. You know, we support hip-hop, and, you know, you guys are definitely a legendary group, you know what I'm saying, representing New Jersey. You know, DJ Ready Red, who's a pioneer from New Jersey, you know, recently passed. He was a huge steeple on this show, and so much talent out there, man, so much talent.
Rest easy to DJ Red, man.
Yeah, Redman was a good dude, man, by way of Trenton, man. Did you know him at all? Or?
Nah, I didn't know the brother, man. But, you know, Jersey, man, we always want to stick together, man, whether it's North Jersey or South Jersey. You know, we gotta make sure that we keep it Jersey, period.
Yeah, absolutely, man. When did you guys get your initial start in hip-hop? Like, when did you know that this was something you wanted to do?
I mean, for me, just independently, you know, shout out to Mr. Funky Man and DJ Lord Jazz, but me being one third of Lords of the Underground, I've known this ever since, you know, I first heard Rapper's Delight. You know, when I first heard Rapper's Delight, that I knew that I wanted to be an intricate part of this culture in some facet, and I didn't know that it would be through lyricism and through writing rhymes and being an MC. But, you know, that's the way it happened for me, you know, and I'm glad to be a part of the culture.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, contributed a lot. I was telling the listeners, you know, not just, you know what I'm saying, with music, but you're also an actor as well. When did the acting bug bite you?
The acting bug actually bit me before I thought I was going to be an MC. I thought I was going to be an actor or a New York Yankee before I was a rapper. I played baseball and I was acting in high school and in elementary school and doing plays and stuff like that. So when I got into the game, you know, I auditioned for Theo on, you know, the Cosby Show. And it was left down to me, Malcolm, and Jamal Warner. Now, if I would have became Theo, if Malcolm didn't beat me out and I would have became Theo, I might have never been Lords of the Underground.
Yeah, you might have been, you know what I'm saying, in a whole new – your realm right there, but you was that close to becoming Theo, man. That over the years, man, did you, how did that make you feel that you didn't get it?
You know, when you're young, you always want the best and you wish for the best. I mean, I was happy for Malcolm, but of course, I wish that I would have gotten it. But you know, sometimes they say when you don't get things, You know, it's just making rooms for other blessings, and that other blessing for me was Lords of the Underground.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. And you guys, when you guys came out, you know, saying you guys really made a lot of noise. You know, I'm saying Chief Rocka, and of course, Here Come the Lords. You know, what was that like for you guys? You know, what I'm saying, representing New York and New Jersey. What was it like for you guys to be able to put your area on the map like that?
I mean, I think it was, you know, it felt good. Anybody who's an MC, anybody who represents where they're from, you know, no matter where you're from, once you put your city on the map and you get recognized for doing that thing, you know, it feels good. You know, you want to be the catalyst that propels your city into another realm, or you want to be the catalyst that propels your city into another position. And at that time in the 90s, we were part of the culture. We were part of the whole. We might not have been the whole thing, but we were part of the whole that made the whole thing move.
Yeah. I mean, that to me, you know what I'm saying, that's the era I grew up in. It's like the golden era. You know what I mean? It's like the most untouchable era of hip-hop. I'm not saying cats, there ain't cats out here now that's still doing it, but the 90s, I just, man, it can't be fucked with. So much talent, man. So many legendary, timeless artists, you know, putting out timeless music. You know, and that's why we're talking about you guys all these years later, because, you know, the stuff you guys put out in the 90s, cats all over the world are into it now, man. Do you do, like, shows, like, internationally and go travel and things like that?
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Funky Man and DJ Lord Jazz. Lords of the Underground. We do about 100 shows a year, 60 to 100 shows a year, give or take. And it's just been amazing, man. It's just been amazing how you'll have anywhere from 16-year-olds to 55-year-olds at our show. So you'll have a parent and their child at our show. And that's just a testament of the legacy, man, of what we've done for the culture and to the culture. So, you know, us, we understand what we are now. And Lords of the Underground is a touring act. We get busy on that stage. Nobody messes with us when it comes to that stage, man. Don't get me wrong. There's people who get busy like KRS-One, like Busta Rhymes and Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh, M.O.P. But we get Red and Meth, but we get busy on that stage, man. And I think that has a lot to do with our staying power and being sustainable in the culture of hip-hop.
Yeah. You mentioned Redman. Didn't you know him, like, I read somewhere that he was, like, your DJ prior to him coming out.
Me and Redman grew up in the same area, the West Ward of Newark, New Jersey. I grew up on 19th Street. He grew up on 20th Street. Our houses were almost like you could jump his backyard and jump into my hood. You know what I mean? I could jump my hood and be in his backyard. You know what I mean? So we were, wow. You know, that was my brother. I mean, still my brother, you know. And when I was coming up early in the game, he wasn't too much of an MC. He was more of a DJ. But he used to freestyle as a DJ and kill the shows. Like, Redman is such an incredible talent and such an incredible creator that I had I was not surprised about his success, man. And, you know, in Newark, New Jersey, we were just fortunate to have so much talent that we all worked together back then. And I was fortunate enough to work with Redman early on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, with him being you guys' DJ and whatnot, and you saw, you know what I'm saying, he was cold with the rhymes himself. Was there ever thought to him becoming part of the Lords of the Underground?
Well, he was never a DJ for Lords. He was never a DJ for Lords of the Underground. Never.
Before
he was
that,
a DJ for Do It All. He was a DJ for me. Do It All.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, Lords of the Underground didn't exist when he was a DJ for me. You know, so it was never a sense of him becoming a DJ for Lords of the Underground. It was just that he was a DJ for Do It All, and if I would have never went to Shaw University and went to college, then we probably would have stayed together. I introduced Redman to EPMD, to Eric Sermon. You know, so Eric Sermon actually wanted to sign Do It All for Lords of the Underground, and Redman was my DJ. But I didn't make it to the meeting And Redman actually got signed for freestyling on stage with them at a club called Sensations in Northern Jersey. Shout out to my man Bree, who actually went with him to that show because I couldn't make it that night.
Man, yeah, because if you would have made it that night, you know, there might not have been a Lords of the Underground. Again,
yeah,
another scenario.
Yeah, you never know, man. No. Yeah.
Life
has
that's
a
funny crazy
way of, you know, you might have an idea of how you want to do things, and then life has another idea of the direction that they want to go in, you know?
No. So when you were doing your solo thing, like, did you put out, like, any tapes or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
You could have went down there, actually.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We had solo projects. I had a video with me and Redman. If you Google on YouTube, Google The Mighty One, we did a freestyle at a like Comcast cable, private cable network, myself and Redman with Sport D. Like, me and Redman, we're friends before we're MCs and rap artists. We grew up around each other. So, I mean, we have a lot of footage of us just being teenagers, man.
That's dope. That's dope as hell, man. Thank God for YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
You could find so much shit on there. But, yeah, you're doing all this as a young kid. You know, did you know that eventually it would get to the point to where, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be, like, on Rap City and video out and all this stuff. Did you know it was going to get that big, or did you think it was just going to be something regional underground?
Nah, we expected the world. You know, we asked for this.
Yeah.
You got to understand that words are powerful. You know, words cast spells. You know what I mean? I don't want to sound spooky, but spelling words cast spells. That's why they call spelling words. You know, and you got to be careful of what you say and what you ask for, because you will attract it to you. We attracted all of this. We said that we would be worldwide, and we've become worldwide. We said that we would sell millions of records, and we've sold millions of records. Like, we said all of this. We spoke all of this into existence. It's not a joke. It's not a game. It's not by chance or by luck. No, we made it happen. When you speak it, you have to move forward in doing so, you know, and we took it into action. You know, we executed. We made it happen.
Wow. Absolutely, absolutely. 2019, 2020. You got anything on the in the works, solo or?
Yeah, 2020. When you think about 2020, you know, I think about 2020 vision. So if that's the case, then I think that 2020 is a year of vision. It's a year of having clear vision. It's a year of a different view. And I have a project called Brenda Sun coming out. You know, it's probably my most personal album ever, and I'm excited about it. I have producers on there by the name of Twin and Drew, who I call Dr. EW, and an engineer who co-produced by the name of Super Ears, and as well as myself co-producing. I have the mayor of Newark, New Jersey on the album, Raz Baraka, Mayor Raz. I have Crazy Legs from the legendary Rocksteady crew on the album. I have Leah Janae on the album from The Voice, one of the finalists of The Voice. You know, it's a very. I got Lords of the Underground on the album. It's a very exciting album, man, and I can't wait to let the people hear it. You know, it's very, very close to my heart.
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. There's a lot of dope stuff coming out now. Schoolie D dropping a project, doing collaborations with Ice-T. Ice-T's dropping a project. I think it's a good time for hip hop. There's like a resurgence, man. What do you think of you know what I'm saying, pioneers and legends coming out and doing like tours and shows together, new music? You think now's the time to do it?
Well, I think that they should stay doing shows, man. Stay on the road.
Yeah, constantly.
You know, I mean, we're fortunate. You know, you have to stay at least relevant enough that the fans and the people want to see you perform on that platform.
Yeah.
And road and being able to stay relevant to our fans. You got to cater to the people who support you. And that's what Lords of the Underground has been doing for so long, man, is just catering to the people who support us, man. And we go on the road and we entertain them, and they go home happy and feel like they've got a part of hip-hop history that they were a part of, and everybody's happy, man. So we're cool with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? The song Never Faded, dope track right there. You know what I'm saying? Dope video. Did you guys do that video all in one take?
Yeah, we did that video all in one take. We might have do three takes of it, but all in one take each time. Shout out to Supreme C. You know, shout out to Breida Beggar, all of these guys. And shout out to the director. You know, he went on to become famous from doing all of Britney Spears' videos. You know, so he's a great guy. He started with us, man. After Britney saw our video, she had him do all of her videos.
Oh. And I'll tell you what's dope, too. I'm looking on YouTube right now, and that video I just mentioned, Never Faded, it's got almost 5 million views. You know what I'm saying? That,
yeah,
that's dope as hell.
And it's great. It was never a single. Yeah, it was never a single. Sure. We should have made it a single, but it was never a single.
Yeah. You know, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. You got some visuals coming out for your new project?
Yeah, I shoot a video next week with the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, Raj J. Baraka. So I'm really excited about that. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be shot by my man from Philadelphia. His name is B-Shock. You know Shock B. It's going to be crazy, man.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. We got the homie from France. He's on the line right now calling in DJ Lord Sinister. I know he's got a couple questions for you.
What up,
Sandy,
Lord?
Hi, Lord. Hi, how do it all? Hi, Scott. Nice to meet you.
Hey, brother. How are you, bro? I'm good, man. Ça va?
Yeah, I'm
ça
good,
va?
Too.
Ça va, et toi? Ça va?
Ça va.
Ah, ça va bien.
I'm in the town in Toulouse, where Mr. Funky Man is. You know.
Ah, you in Toulouse? You in Funky Man hometown? You in a villa out there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I would tell you about the classic song "What I'm After," produced by KDF. Can you tell us about this one? It was a dope song and on his album, Keepers of the Funk.
Yeah. Keepers of the Funk album, man, we just had our 25th anniversary for Keepers of the Funk, and that was produced by K-Def and Marley Marl, and we had Redman on the chorus. You know, Redman is my brother, so we had to throw him on the chorus, and we had him in the video as well. It was a beautiful, you know, it's a beautiful song, man. It's a classic song, man. The album, the title track for the album is by another Newarker who is George Clinton from Parliament Funkadelic. So, you know, shout out to George Clinton, man, Parliament Funkadelic, man, keep us up the funk.
Yeah. This album,
but I know we talk about
funk,
What I'm After. I know we talk about What I'm After, but, you know, I had to shout out George Clinton on the Keepers of the Funk part, though, you know?
Yeah. This album is very jazzy and more Aryan jazzy than Here Comes the Lord. Keep Up the Funk is more blues, you know. It's different song on the whole album.
Yeah, but you gotta understand. I agree. I think that Here Come the Lord, you're getting teenagers who come out of poverty from Newark, New Jersey. And I think that when you get to Keepers of the Funk, we recorded that while being on the road on tour. So we started to become out of poverty. You know what I mean? So on Here Come the Lords, you get teenagers. And on Keepers of the Funk, you get young adults who are 21, 22 years old who are coming out of poverty. You know, so there's a different approach. There's a different attack. So I think that's the difference you're hearing.
Yeah. Like song like What You See, like Marley Marl, it was dope, very dope, dope song.
Yeah, shout out to Marley Marl, man, it changed our lives.
Yeah. Also, one song, it was Burn Rubber, produced by Marley Marl too, and it was featuring on the movie News as It Drive. So can you tell us about this one, Burn Rubber? Yeah,
New Jersey Drive, Burn Rubber was a song that I wrote on the back of a throw-up bag on an airplane going to Miami. And me writing that song, we wrote that and we recorded that song at Luke's studio in Miami in the 90s. Uncle Luke took such good care of us, man. I mean, incredible care of us, you know. So shout out to Uncle Luke, man, and his whole team. We wrote that down there in Miami, man. It was crazy, man. We had an incredible time, man.
Miami, I can imagine,
yeah,
man. The Luke, Two Live Crew, rest in peace, Fresh Kid Ice.
Yeah,
man. What was it like? What was it like partying down there with Luke? Did he bring out the entourage of Luke dancers with him?
I'm gonna tell you this, man. Uncle Luke has incredible hospitality. That's all I gotta say.
Shout out to Luke. He's a pioneer in his own right there, for real. Made it possible
for
a lot of people. Him and Two Lives made it possible for a lot of people to say even curse on a record, you know?
Man, Uncle Luke is a genius. I have nothing but the utmost respect for Uncle Luke, man. I know when it came to Lords of the Underground, he showed us nothing but the utmost respect and showed us love. So, you know, shout out to him, bro.
Yeah. Most definitely. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to this track real quick, then we're going to come back. I want to chop it up a little bit more with you, do it all, and then I want to give you the floor so you can let everybody know what's going on. This is that one I was talking about, Never Faded, man. Can you intro this one for us?
Hey, man, this is Never Faded featuring our boy, man, Breida Vega, and the homie, man, Supreme C, Lords of the Underground. Let's get it here.
In here with the Lords of the Underground, straight from Jersey, kicking nothing but mad flavor from the underground. And it goes a little stuff like this for you, punk. Do it all, never faded, Supreme C, never faded, Funky Man, never faded, Lord Jazz, never faded, Mullet Gill. Like a bird, I'm still the
back, put your brains on the floor. Think about it before you step to me, chief. Filled with grief and prepared for any beast. Much too high, don't try to enter my mental state. I deflate any fat rhymes that you make. So break or get kicked like soccer. Mental like Hopper or broke off proper. A smooth groove and you move like subtraction. Back in a match-in, prepared for action. I represent the hostile and wild. A funky child, my style flow like the now. My mic is burning, back up, don't touch ya. I crush ya, like the breakdown of Russia. Don't test, lyrical styles I possess. Protect your chest, from the best with the best. Scheme less, cause many murders make a mess. It's the stress that got me bucking like the West. Tell me, who's next to move up and get bruised up? Mad cruiser get chewed, but won't move up. Listen and react to the man. Supreme C and the C's for command. Flipping the script like the script should be flipped. If I need protection, it's right on my hip. Boom, bye, bye. Who and I? Hear your mom's cry. When you lie in a casket, covered from your head to your toe. Your body flow up like the smoke from the endo. Hello, I kick flavor. Wave your whistles in the air. Make a prayer and just relax and sit back and listen to the way I react on the track.
Fucking man. Right here, episode 650, Murder Master Music Show. Let's bring back on Do It All. Man, that right there, that's the essence of hip-hop, brother. Love hearing that, man. You definitely, you know what I'm saying, Do It All, man. You did some acting, of course. You also dabbled a little bit in politics, man. You know what I'm saying, with Scarface running for councilman and stuff like that. Didn't you run for councilman yourself?
Yeah, I ran for councilman in the city of North New Jersey, councilman at large for the entire city, man. But it ain't over, man. We didn't get to see it at the time, but it wasn't a loss either. I'm actually just leaving the mayor's his album release party. You know, he put out a poetry album, man. So shout out to Mayor Raj J. Baraka, man. The album sounds incredible. You know, that's still my good friend, man. Like, it's not about me going against the mayor or anything, man. It's just kind of about me trying to add and become part of the whole that can bring my resources and my experiences to help out my city get in a better position.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. My hat's off to you for that, man. DJ Lord Sinister, I know he's got another question too he wants to ask you before we get out of here. Sin, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, another question. It was about the Sleep for Dinner and the Ground. And it was a dope track on Here Comes the Laws, and also produced by Barley Mal. Can you tell us about this one? This is a real underground.
Sleep for Dinner, man. You know, it was a real personal track. You know, it was just, a lot of times we went to sleep and we didn't have anything to eat for dinner, man, you know. We had to, you know, damn near rob and steal just to get a meal. And that's not just Lord of the Underground. That's a lot of our young people in our cities that look like and feel like Newark, New Jersey, man. And we were just kind of telling our stories and our tales of trying to set up the pizza man to get a meal and things of that nature, man. And Sleep for Dinner, actually, man, Beanie Siegel, shout out to Beanie Siegel. He came up to me one day, man, and said Sleep for Dinner was his favorite Lord of the Underground track of all time. So, you know, it resonates in touch with a lot of people.
Yeah. So, also the song "I'm So Frustrated" on "Keep Off the Phone" produced by K-Def. It was a dope song too. Can you tell us about this one, "Frustrated"?
Well, "So Frustrated" was a solo song by Mr. Funky Man, so I can't speak lyric with it. But you know, that was my Evil Rap Twins solo project on that album, man, produced by K-Def. Who also produced my solo record, you know, Steam from the Knot. So Frustrated, which had Sabi, associated with it, man. So shout out to Mr. Funky, man, Sabi, and K-Def, man. Great record.
Yeah. You grew up in Newark. Can you tell us about how it was to live back in the day? And do you remember the first rappers in New York before you? Do you remember that?
Man, shout out to Newark, New Jersey, man. The people who in Newark, New Jersey who inspired me, you know, like my man Shy, my man Lee, my man Burn B. There were so many people, Lakim Shabazz, who we all know. Lakim Shabazz is a legend in hip-hop. You know, so many people that different people that inspired me from my neighborhood, people who didn't even rhyme inspired me to rhyme, you know, to tell my story. And, you know, I salute them and I thank them for giving me the inspiration, you know?
Yeah. I think it's difficult for now for Omeka Group because you live maybe in USA, but Frankie Man in Toulouse, Lord Jazz in Paris, so you're on different place. So you see you only on tour.
Yeah, we're all in different places. Lord Jazz is no longer in Paris. Lord Jazz is in Miami.
Funky
Man is in Toulouse, and I'm in Newark, New Jersey. But we just left each other out of L.A. So anytime that you know, we have something to do, record. We just finished a new album with the Snow Goons out from Germany. So we went out there and recorded with them. And the album will be ready by December 20th this year, 2019. So anytime we got to get together, man, we get together and make it happen, man. You know, hip-hop can't be separated just by distance. We got to get together, man, and make it happen.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah. And what do you think about the industry now? The industry in hip-hop? What do you think about newcomers? The member rap and all that? Because you are the fathers of a real lyricism.
Yeah, I mean, we're fathers of real lyricists. We're fathers of the cats, man, to succeed by keep pushing the culture forward, you know. And I know that goes by learning through mistakes, learning through lessons. But I don't have really anything negative to say about the culture or the people. I don't agree with everything, but that doesn't mean that I don't support the culture in total, you know, overall. I just want the culture to continuously, progressively moving forward. And I believe that's what it's doing, man. And as long as it can do that, we just need to make sure that we direct it in a positive way. And I think that, you know, it's coming full circle. So shout out to everybody that's hip-hop.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, much respect to you for continuing to do what you do, do it all, man, because, you know, it's good that Cat's still doing it and putting out music. And we look forward to your project coming out next year. When are you dropping it again?
January 14th, which is my birthday.
January 14th. Okay. It's coming real soon then, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about right
there. And Lords of the Underground is coming December 20th.
Lords of the Underground is coming this year too?
Yeah, December 20th.
Wow. Wow, virtually a month away right now.
That's right.
Yep. Man. That's what I'm talking about. Now, is this a full-length album or an EP? Or?
Yeah, full-length album produced. It's 9 songs. And we got Onyx on the album, too, with us.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Shit, man. That's great right there for hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And this is the group's first album in a minute. So I know your fans are really excited about this.
We had an EP for our 20th anniversary, and now we got a full length album, man, and we're excited about it, brother.
Well, I tell you what, man, we definitely would love to have you guys on as a group in the future as well. And then, you know, anytime you drop something, man, you want to come on and just preview a couple tracks. Always honored, man. Always.
With that, man, for real, man. Shout out to Lord Jazz, the Funk Man, once again.
Most definitely. We're going to get out of here. But before we go, I want to give you the floor, man. You want to give anybody shout-outs, social media, anybody want to book you for shows, whatever, man. Give them your info. The floor is all yours.
Well, social media, you can get at your boy Do It All at DOITALLDU. So it's Do It All DU. So Do It All Do at Twitter, at IG, Facebook, or you can get at Lords of the Underground at LOTUG. So Low Tug and the number one. You can get at us at Twitter, Instagram, or you can just put in Lords of the Underground on Facebook and you get right at us. If you want to book Lords of the Underground, you can go to book, BOOKLOTUG, and all of the letters stand for Lords of the Underground. So LOTUG, booklowtug at gmail.com, and you can get right with us, man. We appreciate y'all, man. It's all love. Bro.
Thank you, man. You be safe and take care of yourself, brother. We'll get at
Thank
you real
soon. Thank you for y'all for the interview, man. And good luck with the shows in the future, man.
And thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother.
Take a look.